Hi, I'm Ruby Ryder. Welcome to Pegging Paradise podcast number 183 on January 16th, 2018. Changing the world one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word about pegging, do consider becoming a patron of mine so that I can spend more time doing podcasts, answering questions, writing articles, and recording videos for all those people in the world everywhere that are interested in pegging. Just go to patreon.com/rubyrider, or you can click the support my work button on the right-hand side of my website. And don't forget, there's an extraordinary and very carefully curated selection of body-safe and non-toxic toys, which can be purchased from the Little Black Dress of Pleasure products, Entice Me. Just go to enticeme.com/RubyRider, and be sure to use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your purchase. That's RYDER. You will be supporting Pegging Paradise with every purchase you make. So let's do a Patreon update.
Yes.
This has been an active couple of weeks. Thank you, guys. First, Peter pledged $5 per month. Peter is now a $5 patron. Thank you so much, Peter. Really appreciate it. Arthur is now a $20 a month patron. Arthur, thank you for your generosity. Really appreciate your support. Dabbler signed up for $5 a month. Dabbler, so appreciate you supporting my work. And last but not least, BlueEyes15 signed up for $5 a month. Thank you, BlueEyes15. Really appreciate your support. Thank you all for becoming patrons. I can't tell you how much it means to me. We are getting close to the goal of $500 per month. It's $433 right now, the last time I checked. And what that means is when I hit the $500, one of the goals I stated was that I could cut down my work 25%. I've pretty much already done that with the help of what you're already giving me as patrons. So I'm so appreciative of that. I mentioned that before. I've done massage for 28 years. The hands are wearing out and it's time to stop. So I stopped doing as much. I raised my prices and I set an end date, which is really important. That would be November of this year. And I'm really happy about that. So that's the coolest thing. It's amazing. I'm almost up to that $500 mark. So let's see, other announcements. There's two. One is just a reminder for the upcoming special podcast on February 13th is going to be bisexuality, and you need to submit any contributions to that by Saturday, February 10th. And I'm particularly interested in this one because, you know, we all have like our fantasy, you know, sexual bucket list, I guess you could say. Sometimes those remain fantasy, sometimes they don't. Sometimes you really want to do it before you kick the bucket, right? So on my bucket list, I don't call it a bucket list because that's like, I don't know, it implies age. And I'm getting up there, people, so I'm a little sensitive to age. I call it my want to. In fact, there's a document on my desktop. I've talked about that during the AMA podcast that I did. And it's called Want To. That is one of the want to's, is to have a three-way with two guys who are into each other. So yeah, we're talking major bisexuality. I love bisexual men. So bye, guys. Please write in. Tell me your stories. And the other announcement is a class I'm teaching, again, down at Tiffany's in Long Beach, beginning and advanced pegging classes. That will be on Saturday, February 17th at 1 p.m. That's when the beginner class starts. And we go for about an hour and a half, take half an hour break, and then we go into the second class. You know, it's like 4 hours of learning all about pegging. It's totally cool. So anybody who would like to participate, that link will be in the Linkorama and also on the right-hand side of my website. There is an Eventbrite dealy that does a countdown thing. So you can always find my class there as well. And let's get to your letters. We're going to start right off with pegging celebration time. Oh, Dear Ruby and readers/listeners, I had been divorced 7 years, about to complete my education for my current profession, and was on the verge of turning 40 when I met my current boyfriend. There was a bonfire at my girlfriend's horse ranch to celebrate my 40th birthday, and he happened to sit next to me and attracted my attention. His big personality, smile, hearty laugh, and playfulness drew me in. I had never been interested in younger men, but mentioned I thought he was cute to my girlfriends, and they promptly told him. His text messages started rolling in immediately thereafter. He was clearly interested, but also strangely reluctant and self-conscious about letting me get close to him. Over the next few months of our courtship, I nearly passed out with the headiness of our kisses and make-out sessions left us both throbbing in that time. It was clear we were savoring the slow burn, while we drew out the weight game until our first time making love. He suggested that he had things about himself that he wanted me to know but couldn't tell me. It concerned me that telling me would require a bit of lubrication. Finally, he divulged some time after we had vanilla sex that he liked anal play. Honestly, I don't remember how he asked me, but it was something to the effect of, "It involves you doing it to me." My experiences with anal play were limited and unmemorable. I had unsolicited propositions on dating sites from men to bend them over and fuck them in the ass that I promptly denied. None of my previous partners were into anal. I was suspicious and disappointed with this request. My first high school romance was with a young man that came out as gay, so I was very nervous that I had attracted yet another gay man, and I asked him if he liked both men and women. Obviously, that was the question he dreaded and knew I would ask. His was a question that I also dreaded getting. I had my own hang-ups. I was overweight growing up and generally felt unattractive to the typical straight man. I often wondered if I was deserving of love and grew suspicious of men who were attracted to me. My own low self-esteem translated as, "I'm not deserving of healthy romantic love." This insecurity continues to plague me as our relationship evolves and grows. I'm pretty sure my reservations and questions were not his ideal response to this very difficult task of revealing himself to me. However, he went on to refer me to the women's podcast number 112 like a good boy. I didn't relate to any of the women's stories as it was so foreign to me, but it did correct some of my misperceptions about sexuality and anal sex. The biggest thing it did for me was help me understand how privileged I was that he trusted me and wanted me enough to let me in on his secret. I was motivated to turn him on in the ways men and women in the podcasts described. He told me he was hoping for a hands-free orgasm at some point. He finally let me sleep over at his apartment around Memorial Day, and we had our first anal play experience with me using my mouth, fingers, and a toy on him. He had never let anyone do that with him before, as all his experiences thereto had been masturbatory. I was so into him that doing those things with him seemed par for the course in our sexual discovery adventure. We were still heady with the newness of our attraction and burgeoning mutual feelings of love. I started working and earning in my new profession that July and bought a Jacques harness and silicone dildo at the local sex store. I took an evocative but not graphic picture with it on and sent it to him to get him excited. It worked. Neither of us were strangers to toys before we met, and both of us had healthy solo play practice. I went drinking with my friend one night when he texted me an image of his hard cock enveloped with a Toro extender. It got me so excited that instead of going home, I ran straight to his place, broke in, and climbed into his bed while he was dead asleep. He protested and tried to swat me away. My persistence paid off, and he slowly started moaning and wiggling for more. I slipped on my Jacques harness and went to task on him while he slowly woke up. I left no part of him untouched or unkissed. I propped him up and finally entered him. I came while I rubbed myself, thrusting into him that night. It was very hot, and he ended up exploding in my mouth after pegging him, taking my dildo out, inserting it back in his ass, and blowing him. I have pegged him about a handful of times since that night. He hasn't come during pegging, but I have seen some nice pre-cum result from it. One night, I had resolved that I was not going to allow PIV. I worked on him tirelessly with the goal of getting him to climax. I had him handcuffed to my bed and propped up on a pillow. I stayed strong until he started begging relentlessly for my pussy. While he claimed that his dick hurt for me, I said no at least 3 times before I couldn't resist climbing on top of him and sinking down. Neither of us lasted very long, and I think if our orgasms weren't simultaneous, they were pretty damn close. He is one of those young wonders that manages to stay hard or regain an erection after orgasm, which allows me to continue to ride him even after he comes. More recently, I have upgraded to a red Aslan harness, and it sits unused. Listen to your podcast and hear about all the amazing experiences your listeners divulge. Our sex is the best I've ever had, but I think he'd tell me if his mind was blown. Maybe I'm a bad pegging lover? One time while he was under the influence, he confessed that he fantasizes about me telling another man, an effeminate man, to fuck him. 2 things about this is difficult for me. First, I told him this would have to stay a fantasy because I draw the line at sharing him. It hits too close to home to share him with a man. Next, I'm a horrible dom. I struggle to simply dirty talk. I try, but I don't think I'm just that creative. I never really had powerful sexual fantasies. I've read my share of smut, but honestly, I've always liked the idea of being dominated. I think we may have the situation where my guy and I are just too alike, both of us wanting the other to take the reins while we lay back and enjoy. We're both willing to step up and do the necessary work, but neither comfortable in the role. Maybe this is just something that will come with time. We've been together a couple of months shy of a year and are still learning so much about each other. Nonetheless, thank you, Ruby, for your guidance and advocacy for acceptance. I have more to ask and write, but I think I will save that for future, more focused correspondence. I am going to let my guy read this. I know he's excited to hear your celebratory music and dance to it. He listens to all your podcasts. I have heard the most recent ones and have the first 20. Lots more to enjoy. You are a nice distraction during my 45-minute to 1-hour commute to work. I'm a single hard-working mom with not many days off. I am still so grateful that I stayed open-minded to something off my radar. He is the most devoted, thoughtful, caring, kind, and attentive lover I have ever known. Many divorcees out there may relate to this, but I had always been the taken advantage of partner in my relationships. I was used to walking on eggshells, at disadvantage, caring more, giving more, and loving more. Our emotional dynamic is generally equal and mutual. Pegging plays a part in this openness and drive to please each other. Best, Katie. Oh, yeah, I like me the younger men. I can relate to you there. The stamina, the energy, yes, the beauty, they're awesome. So I'm very happy for you, too, and I was thrilled to play the music for you. And as far as, you know, wanting to rock his world, this takes time. Remember that learning curve is steep. He's had a cock his whole life. You just got one. So you're still learning how to use it. Try to look at this as one of those, it's the journey, it's not the destination, because it's easy to get caught up and be goal-oriented, just like guys do. Also know that not all guys can come hands-free. It's a nice holy grail thing to put out there, but that is not possible for all men. Just like G-spot orgasms in PIV are not possible for all women. So those are 2 things. And, you know, as far as you mentioned later in your message that, you know, you don't think you rocked his world. Oh my God, are you kidding? He is so thankful that he found a woman who enthusiastically pegs him. Are you kidding me? You are a rare and valuable find. And basically, it's just practice, really. The other thing is this. He has only had masturbatory anal play with himself until you came along. And so picture just masturbation until finally you get fucked by somebody and they are doing things to your clit and they are trying to make you come. It's an adjustment. And I just think you guys need more practice, which I'm sure will be fun to do. I mean, you know, I don't expect you to write back and go, oh man, more practice. No, I think you're totally up for it. And so that would be my homework assignment, actually. It sounds like you bought some really excellent equipment. And I think you're just going to have a lovely time. So part of hands-free orgasming and part of the climaxing without touching the cock has to do with him relaxing. Okay, these are the factors that affect it. He needs to be as relaxed as possible. Abstain for a few days. So no jerking off, no orgasms for a few days before. And edging actually really helps as well. And then when you start doing the foreplay before pegging, you can touch his cock a little bit and get him all excited, but from the moment you enter him, you don't touch it, and neither can he. And if he needs to have his hands handcuffed somewhere, that's fine too. But you don't touch it. And that never guarantees it. Sometimes it just sort of happens when the groove gets right. I mean, you've heard stories of people writing in who they finally got there and they're not really sure what clicked, but it just did. And that may be what happens for you too. But take a deep breath and know that you're one of the awesome women out there that is enthusiastic about pegging, who loves to give pleasure to your partner. So kudos to you. Don't think that you're a bad pegging person. Just practice. The other thing I would recommend is do a bit of a debrief afterwards. So have a conversation, you know, not in bed, not right afterwards when you want to sleep or nap or whatever. Give it a little bit of a break and then say, okay, so let's talk about the last time that we pegged. What worked and what didn't? And that way, you will get lots of hints from him. Plus, if you want to ask him for hints about how to fuck you better, remember, he's had a cock his whole life, so he may have some hints to give you. He may have some advice that would enable you to maybe do it better or a different angle. And also keep in communication while you are fucking him. Is that the right spot? So you can overdo that. You can check in way too many times, but it doesn't hurt to check in every once in a while. And sometimes, you know what I do? If I know that the angle of the dildo as it's going in is pretty straight on and I'm not really targeting that prostate gland, what I will do is I'll say, okay, which do you like better? And I'll fuck him a few strokes, just in and out, just that straight line, right? And then I will move my body in so the dildo is angled up towards the prostate, and I'll do that a little bit and say, which do you like better? So you can try different stuff. The communication really helps, though, the debriefing. So give that a try, and congratulations. I'm so happy for you guys. Happy pegging to you both. All right, here's the next one. I just got your very thoughtful thank you email regarding my recent purchase from Entice Me. While I will surely review the dildo and toy purchased online, I wanted to delve a little deeper into my experience with you and perhaps your listeners, if you feel it would be beneficial. I purchased the Blush Real Nude Helio dildo, as well as a bottle of Slickwood Silk Hybrid Lube. A brief tangent to shout out the wonderful customer service I received when my package hadn't arrived in over 2 weeks. Turns out the package was lost, and they were able to get a replacement package to me within 2 business days, just in time to test drive them before the holiday travel. As you read on a previous podcast, I'm the one ball wonder, so my background has already been given. Cliff note refresher, we have pegged about 7 to 10 times. I cannot get enough, she will do it, but has never been the initiator. Per your pro recommendation, I ordered a new dildo and some of the best lube around. Flash forward to the highly anticipated, by me, virgin voyage with the Helio. The night was finally here. She had agreed that we would do pegging tonight, but she needed to nap first. After her power nap, I went off to shower and clean out. While in the shower, I heard her go to where we hide the toys. I had put the new dildo in what would be its new home already. She had no idea I bought anything. I was expecting some sort of reaction from her when she found it, but heard nothing. She acknowledged she was ready whenever I was done in the shower. The one sentence already started to get me excited. Butterflies in the stomach, heart rate starting to speed up. I opened the curtain to find her in my favorite lingerie of hers, a black long-sleeve bodysuit with a lace-up chest. Giddy up. We got to the bed and started the normal foreplay and warm-up. First, heavy making out, touching and stroking. She asked if I was ready for a finger, which of course I was dying for. She opened up the new, to us, lube and slowly slid her finger in me. That initial sensation is something I crave. Eventually, I was ready for 2 fingers. Then, the small end of the Enjoy Pure Wand. After a solid 10 minutes with the pure wand, I was always ready to take our old dildo. The biggest difference between our old crappy dildo and the Helio, besides quality, obviously, was the size of the head. The old one had a much smaller head, whereas the Helio is much more round and thick. She strapped on the Helio and slowly slid it between my spread eagle legs. She put lots and lots of lube on it and started to slowly push against my hole. In previous experiences, I was able to take that old dildo right away at this point, and it would slide right in and we would be off. Not with this new bad boy. This was the first time I have ever felt pain while pegging, and she was visibly concerned, even warning me that it was too big. I said, "No way, I can take your cock, we just have to go slow." After another round with the pure wand, I was finally able to take the Helio. Oh my God. I have never felt that truly full feeling until then, and it was amazing. The lube was great and long-lasting, which was another upgrade from our previous experiences with yet another crappy product. She was able to go balls deep in me, eventually, and I have never felt so connected to her while being pegged. Once I knew I could take it and she was starting to get into it, I asked for her to fuck me from behind, something I had never done before. She immediately said, "Bend over, big boy." I could have died a happy man right then and there. Her taking me from behind, even reaching around and stroking me, was incredible. Feeling her body smacking into my ass with each full thrust was unreal. Eventually, I wanted to ride her cock to an orgasm and rode her cowboy style to a mind-blowing orgasm. Guys, spend the money on quality lube and quality dildos. It makes everything so much better. As far as the reviews of the two products go, this liquid silk lube was fantastic. Long-lasting, not jelly-like, no after-effects. The Helio was the star. While the circumference and length were very similar to my old dildo, the quality and dual density adds an element that is hard to describe. It's just amazing. Buy it. Now. As soon as I am able to save enough, or Entice Me has another awesome sale, I will be buying my wonderful wife a spare parts harness, and we will be set for the foreseeable future with the best gear around. Thank you again for all you do, Ruby. We all owe you so much to you. Last thing, fellas, check your balls and go to the doc if something doesn't feel right. Sincerely, the One Ball Wonder. Oh, the Helio sounds like a wonderful fit for you. Goodness. It's interesting, that description of the full feeling I hear so often. I hadn't thought about if the dildo was just kind of a little bit smaller and it didn't really expand the inside of you, so to speak, enough to give you that full feeling. I find it really interesting that you didn't get the full feeling until you had the Helio. And yeah, that head is pretty big on the Helio. It's definitely at least a quarter inch bigger than the shaft itself. So I'm so glad that it worked so well for you. Wow, great story. And don't forget, the Helio does have a suction cup bottom. So you could be putting that bad boy on the shower wall and having a good time yourself if you really wanted to. And maybe your wife is vacationing somewhere or off and away on a trip. Yeah, there are possibilities. Thank you for writing in and telling us the update, and congratulations on all the gear and all the new fun you had. So this one I found in the forum. My wife and I both like to switch. Sometimes I'm on top, sometimes she's on top. She's good at both and prefers being on top. I prefer the bottom, so it's usually easy for us. She does need encouragement. It's not normal or socially accepted for a woman to be dominant, and we keep this shit very private. But women have still been sociologically programmed to be submissive. Even a woman who wants to be dominant or experiment with entry-level dominance will struggle internally. Women aren't wired that way, and it takes a good bit for a naturally submissive woman to push her own boundaries and experiment with role reversal in the bedroom, specifically railing your ass out with a strap-on dick. My wife wants to be dominant because she has a need for it, but she still appreciates a lot of encouragement from me. She gets new stuff all the time, in and out of the bedroom, always in private. Then she asks me later how I liked it. Sometimes that means she's telling me or asking me to do something for her. Sometimes that means a surprise bigger dildo that I just have to bear down and take it because she's decided it'll fit. Later she'll ask me how it felt or how the language made me feel. We talk about it. I encourage her with honest feedback. When something turns me on, I tell her that was a hit or it felt great. If it crossed a line or didn't do anything for me, but it did turn her on, then we work in that and figure out a way for me to enjoy it or submit to it, or she finds a way to alter the language or technique so it works for both of us. I've made her feel safe. I show her respect and love. She trusts me. She knows she can dom me or submit to me, and it will usually be a lot of fun for both of us. She trusts me because I don't yell at her or demean her. She's beat the shit out of me with a big leather strap before. I hated it, but I did get to subspace, which was the goal for both of us. She knows that she can hit me that hard for that long, and I'm not going to get mad at her or be aggressive the next time I'm on top. She can experiment and see how it feels to whip a man into subspace, and there's no negative consequence, even if I didn't initially enjoy the experience. Encourage your wife in the areas where she's willing to experiment. If she trusts you implicitly, it's easier. That's such a nice collection of advice there in terms of communication. There's so much communication I hear that you two are having. And point taken regarding becoming dominant as a woman. I think there are very few women who just slide right into that really easily, and I do think that a large part of why that's difficult is what society puts on us to be the softer personalities, to be people pleasers, and all that stuff. I have talked about my dominance before, and I've always been a woman with strong opinions who really didn't like being bossed around and told what to do. But at the same time, I had never developed any true dominance myself. I mean, partly that was because society really didn't accept it. So I didn't explore that part of myself until I got into the BDSM community. But even then, when I knew I wanted to do it and when I was with a man who really wanted to do it to me, I felt a little lost. It was so interesting. I didn't know what it would look like. I didn't know what the dominance would look like. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. So I just started gathering information. I mean, I read erotica and I watch porn, but at the same time, I guess I wasn't collecting those stories for future use. So when the time came and I was really ready to experiment with my dominance, it was like starting at ground zero. It was really interesting. And I remember at that point reading erotic stories with female dominance in them and going, ooh, that's a great idea. You know, stuff like that. So yes, it can be a difficult transition. I'm glad that she wants to go there, and I'm glad that you two are like equal time and equal pleasure and equal dominance and submission. That's lovely. Thanks for writing in. I appreciate it. And once again, it's pegging celebration time. Here's my next letter. Hi, Ruby. It's been 2 years since I last wrote, and I thought I'd provide an update to my situation since I had a bit of a breakthrough the other night with my wife, and maybe it will help others to hear what happened. The last time I wrote to you was because I shared my story of working up the courage to ask my wife to peg me. She agreed, and it was fantastic. You played the music for me on podcast number 111, I think, and we all lived happily ever after. Well, maybe not entirely. See, my wife was very willing to peg me at my request, but later she confessed that she didn't get it, didn't like it, and would do it for me, but wasn't really enjoying it. She understood the having the sensation of something pushing against my prostate was a major turn-on for me, so she encouraged me to use a butt plug during sex whenever I wanted, but the strap-on was a little too weird for her. I was bummed, but understanding, and the strap-on was retired to a shoebox under the bed. Flash forward to some long drives over the holidays when I had a chance to catch up on some of your podcasts. As I was listening to different stories and your commentary, I realized that maybe I hadn't actually been as straightforward with her as I thought. It occurred to me that one of the exciting parts of pegging for me was the DS dynamic and truly letting go and being vulnerable to a dominant woman. When we first tried pegging, I never really mentioned that dynamic to her, so I think it was hard for her to understand. We had a few hours in the car together after New Year's, and I brought up the subject of pegging again. I told her that after thinking a lot about it, there were two reasons I liked pegging. Yes, there was a very intense physical experience of having pressure on my prostate, but that was actually secondary to the emotional satisfaction of being vulnerable and dominated by her. I told her we didn't need to try pegging again, but explained that the submissive side in me really wanted her to explore her dominance in the bedroom as something new and exciting. Well, something clicked for her. This weekend, we had a very intense night with her playing the dom in our relationship by bossing me around to do chores naked, making me worship her feet, pleasuring her, and all sorts of other exciting things. This all culminated with her having me bend over naked on the bed as she pulled on the strap-on and then fucked me. Oh my God, what an amazing experience! As we talked about it the next day, I mentioned that I was surprised that the night ended that way. She explained that she was always confused by why I wanted to be pegged and never understood it. Once she put together the domination-submission piece, it suddenly made total sense. In a way, it seemed less weird, and all part of this really fun game we are playing. I can't believe it was that simple the whole time. She's already excited for our next night that we can, quote, slip back into character, end quote. I wanted to share this story with you because you have been so helpful to me as I worked through these desires I've had. I know this may not be an earth-shattering insight or story, but I just can't believe how simple it was for her to go from not wanting to peg me at all to completely taking charge and doing it of her own free will. I only wish I had come to the realization sooner that what I really wanted was to be submissive. Thanks again for all you do. Wow, thank you for the update. And I want to explain, yes, I absolutely, once I read this, had to play the music again. Because once a strap-on is put in a shoebox under the bed, when it comes back out, that is cause for celebration. So that's why I played the music again for you guys. And because this was such a joyful time of pegging. Oh my, and happy pegging. And here's my next letter. I know you must get a ton of these messages, but I wanted to say thanks for all your hard work and dedication to the pegging community. I got into pegging a few years ago, and my fiancé and I have been dabbling in it a bit since then. We would try it every now and then, but not too often. It was a lot of fun, but we only had some cheap equipment that sometimes got a bit frustrating. But the intense orgasms that I would get from her kept us going back for more. Then about a year ago, I ordered a Tantus Curve dildo, and wow, did that change everything. I wasn't sure I could take it all, but I surprised myself. My fiancé and I continued to use it, and I even got her to listen to some of your podcasts. She loved them and got us to entirely reevaluate our sex life. We now take much more time than we used to focusing on the other person, rather than just having sex for fun, and it has